only thing that the Bible says about a man that lived 969 years, the only thing that the Bible says, and he died. Think about that. 969 years, three letters, and three words with his legacy. And he died. My brothers and my sisters, I thank God for allowing each and every last one of us. Oh yeah, we may have dentures. Our hair may have gray. Some of us may not even have any hair left. But guess what? If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's all that counts. Amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a minute. I'm just thankful, amen, that the Lord has given me another opportunity to stand and preach his word. We never take anything for granted. For it's only by his grace that we are here today. Not because of who we are or what we've done, but only by the grace of God. Because there are a whole lot of folk, amen, who have gone on. And the bad part about it, some crossed over without making the decision of having Jesus as their Savior. Amen. But if you're still alive today and you haven't made that step, there's still time. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter number 3. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. Everybody got to say amen. Need a little more time to hold on, man. Okay, we're going to wait on you. In between Galatians and Colossians. Amen. Then look in the table of contents and you tell you what page it's on. Amen. All right, are we together? Beginning at verse number 12, you'll find these words that says, not that I have already attained,
yes, sir,
or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Yes. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15 says, therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Yes,
for a few moments, I won't talk from the thought that I was sitting around, and every now and then I go online, and I know some of y'all don't do it, but I listen to secular music too, and I go back and listen to some of the singers and stuff of yesteryear and a long time ago.
Yes.
And one of the songwriters that I was, singers that I was listening to, it just popped in my head, Tyrone Davis.
Yeah.
Don't you act like y'all don't know him. Tyrone Davis. And he made, back in 1970, Brother Hawkins, he made a hit record entitled, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. If I could turn back the hands of time. Now, he was talking about a failed relationship that had messed up, and in his regret, he wished it was possible for him to go back in time and fix up what he messed up. Now, I believe we've all had this thought come up in our mind. Many times we look back over some things that we've done or said, and you say, Lord, if I just could go back in time, I would do it different. And then as I sat there and thinking about this, my mind thought about the time change that's to come on the first Sunday, November the 4th, when we would turn back our clocks 1 hour. And guess what? Daylight saving time will end and Central Standard Time will begin. In other words, Brother Jones, we get back that hour we lost early in the year when we turn our clocks forward 1 hour. Yes, we may get an hour back on the clock, but guess what? Nothing in the past will change, because whatever has been done in daylight saving time is still in the past, and when we set our clock back, it will still be in the past. Because what passed is past, and there's nothing we can do to change it. But you know, it would be great if we could turn back the hands of time and get back some of the things that we did in the past that we regret right now. I'm talking about something you and I have done in the past, amen, that we wish we wouldn't have done. For instance, have you ever missed an opportunity that you later regretted? Have you ever said something that you regretted and wished you could take it back? You might as well say amen, because all of us know and have known the pain of regret. Perhaps for some it could be the regret of a broken marriage. For some it could be the regret of a painful relationship. For some it could be the regret of something you did or something you said. My brothers and sisters, all of us would like to go back and undo some things that we've done in our past. But my brothers and sisters, let me tell you that the important issue here is not our regrets, but the most important issue is being able to move beyond our regrets. But now someone may wonder now, Father, how we do that. Where do we start? Well, in the text. Our author, Apostle Paul, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he tells us where to start and what to do. Notice he tells us in his audience this morning that we start, according to verse 13 of our text, by forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting those things which are in the past, and reaching, yes, Lord, forward to those things which are ahead. Amen. Why is this? Because the Christian race is not a life of moving backwards or looking backwards, but we are always moving forward. Because no matter how bad things have been, no matter how bad things may be in your life, I need to tell you that the best is yet to come. And therefore, for the Christian believer, our best is always before us, either in the future or surely on the other side. I hear Paul saying again in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. My brothers and sisters, we don't need to turn back the hands of time because of our regrets, but through prayers and repentance and God's forgiveness, we are able to move beyond our past failures and regrets. And if anyone had reason for regret, it would be our author, Apostle Paul. Because before his conversion to Christ on the road of Damascus, he had been a persecutor of the Christians. He had been a thorn in the side of the church. One day, Brother Buckner, he stood passively as some folk stoned Deacon Stephen to death. And at the time of his conversion, he was on his way with a letter of authority in order to persecute the Christian church. Yes, Paul had a lot of regrets, but when he came to faith in Jesus Christ, he was able to move beyond his regrets by focusing on Christ and not his past mistakes. How did he do it? Well, here in the text, Paul reveals to us, first of all, that if you want to move beyond regrets, you must exercise faith. My brothers and sisters, the beautiful part of is that because of our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, guess what? God gives us an opportunity to start over. He gives us an opportunity to have a fresh start, because our faith offers us the possibility of being forgiven for our sins, our past mistakes, and failures. And as a result, we will be able to get a fresh start in life. I hear the psalmist declare in Psalm 103:12, he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And then we read in Micah 7:19, he say he will have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities, and he will cast all of our sins in the depths of the sea. And so, yes, we all have done some things we regret, because we all have failed in the past, meaning we all have fallen short of the goal God has for our lives. And let me tell you something. If you are a real sincere believer in Christ, you are dissatisfied with your present spiritual state, because your goal and our goal should be to become more and more like Jesus Christ. And therefore, if you get to the place where you think you have already arrived spiritually, guess what? You will cease to grow in the Lord. But by the same token, Reverend Smith, when we are willing to admit that there are some areas in our lives where we need to grow, that is a sign of a maturing Christian. And you won't worry about turning back the hands of time because of your regret, but by faith in Christ, you will move on in your life. Because let me tell you something, none of us have reached perfection. Meaning as long, yes, Lord, as we are in these fleshly bodies, we will never be perfect, nor will we ever be without sin. I heard old man John declare, 1 John 1:80, say, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And so knowing this, Paul says in verse 13 of our text, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended us, to have arrived. And that is to have obtained that for which I have been called into the service of the Redeemer. In other words, whatever gifts, graces, or honors he may have received from Christ, guess what? Paul considered everything as incomplete until he has finished his course, got his crown, and had his body raised and received his glorified body. Now, this statement is in a confirmation of the opinion that's in verse 12, where he said that he was not already perfect. And so Paul goes on to say, but this one thing I do. Despite my failures, despite my sins and regrets, I don't try to turn back the hands of time, but by faith I'm ever moving forward in the Lord. Well, how do we do like Paul? I'm almost through now. How do we move? Yes, now keep on moving. Well, finally, the text reveals that if you want to move beyond your regret, you must learn to forget. No, Paul says, one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Talking about those things of the past. And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. But now, is Paul instructing us to forget everything that ever happened before we came to Christ? Is this a command to purge our minds of all memories? No. Paul, in the passage that precedes these verses, he listed all of his religious accomplishments and qualifications that to the Jewish mind would be supreme. But notice he said in verse 8, he said, I consider everything lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, Paul is making the point that no fleshly accomplishments matter in comparison with knowing Christ and trusting in his righteousness alone for salvation. And that's why he said in Ephesians 2:8-9, we saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. This is a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah, in other words, regardless of how good or how bad we may have been before we came to Christ, we all must come the same way. And that is, we must come humble, repentant, and undeserving of his forgiveness. And so the word forgetting in this passage means no longer caring, refusing to focus on the things of the past. In other words, Paul is not advising a memory wipe, but he is telling us to focus on the present and focus on the future rather than on the past. But you know, Brother John, the older I get, yes, Lord, the easier it is for me to forget some things. But unfortunately, Brother Hawkins, I tend to forget the wrong things. For some reason, I can't seem to forget the many mistakes of my past. I'm talking about those negative things of the past that will try to hold me hostage and keep me from my future blessings. Those things that is causing many Christians to be seemingly stranded in time and unable to step out on faith and move on in their lives. But you know, no matter how much we wish we could turn back the hands of time, my brothers and sisters, there is nothing you or I can do to change anything that has already happened, both good or bad, on yesterday, last week, last month, last year, even last night. Because what's past is past, and we can't do a thing about it. And so to move forward in your life, we must do like Paul, for we know he said, I count not myself to have apprehended, have arrived. He said, but one thing I do. What is it, Paul? Do you try to turn back the hands of time? No, I'm still. That's crazy. That's impossible. Because what's past is past. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Now, here Paul also alludes to the Grecian races. Because in a race, the one running to secure the prize would never stop to look back behind and to see how much ground he's gained, he's covered, look back to see who of his competitors have fallen or lingered in the way, but he would keep his eyes steadily on the prize, and he would strain every nerve and every muscle that he might obtain it. And so as Christians, we don't have to turn back the hands of time, because no matter how many past regrets we have, I need to tell you that God is willing and able to give each of us a new beginning and another chance. Meaning with God, we have the opportunity to start all over. And it's our faith that offers us this opportunity of a new start, as well as the possibility of being forgiven for all of our sins, past mistakes, as well as our failures. And that's why we read again in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And thereby, he will give us a new start. Even if you're lost this morning and you've never received Christ as your Savior, I tell you, you too can have a new beginning, no matter how bad your past may be, no matter who you are or where you come from, meaning you can come just as you are, because we all are saved by grace. Talking about God's undeserving favor through our faith in the finished work of Christ. And that's why Romans 10:9 tells every lost person who want to be saved, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And you'll become a new creation, because you'll be quickened by the Holy Spirit. And even though once you were spiritually dead, you'll be made spiritually alive, according to Ephesians 2:1. And then Paul also tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Well, why is this? Because the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so as I try to move to the close, we don't have to turn back the hands of time, because in Christ by faith, we can have a brand new beginning. We can have a fresh start. But you'll never become the person that God wants you to be as long as you allow yourself to remain cramped down by the struggles and pains of the past. And so Paul says in the text, verse 13 and 14, he said, but one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Well, what things are you talking about, Paul? Past hurts, past pains, past negative mindsets, past weaknesses, past sinful habits, and failures, and even past accomplishments, because I've press toward that goal of the mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Help me out and look at somebody and say, neighbor, what's past is past. I'm pressing on in Jesus' name. As the songwriter say, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, lift my feet on higher ground. I don't know about you, but I don't need to turn back the hands of time, because I'm standing on the promise of God, who promised never to leave me nor forsake me. So I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. But too many people today, you're getting discouraged with your lies, with your failures, and then you quit on the Lord. But what you need to understand is, it's not a matter of if we will sin or if we will fail, but it's when. So don't let your failures cause you to drop out of the race. If you're falling, all you got to do is get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. How? By looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy endured the crown and despised the shame. Now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. He's waiting for that time. When time that is being, it won't be no more. When Jesus, the bishop of my soul, Jesus, the author of my salvation, is gonna step out of the office of Redeemer, and is gonna step into the bosom of the Father. And about that time, he will become all in all. And God, all right. And when the trumpet sound, he's gonna call my name. He won't call me Armstead, Dr. Reverend. All I want to hear him sing is, servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things, so just come on up just a little bit higher. Ain't God all right? No more heartache, no more sickness, pain or death, no more tears flowing from my eyes, because God will wipe every tear from my eyes. But in closing, nobody can turn back the hands of time and undo past mistakes. But anyone can start right now and make a brand new start. And so don't allow your past to forfeit your future destiny, but just let go and let the Lord have his way in your life. And I tell you what he'll do. He'll give you peace that passes all understanding. He'll give you victory in the midst of defeat. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Ain't God all right? Won't he lift you up when you fall down? I know he's all right. If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. 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 You don't have to turn back the hands of time. But just turn to Jesus in faith. Turn to Jesus in humble submission to his will. Turn to Jesus in repentance. Turn to him in prayer. I tell you, he'll give you a brand new start. Some of us, yes, Lord, think you're in the race, but you're just at the race. And the reason you're at the race, because you've allowed past things. Something somebody said. Somebody hurt your feelings and then called you to quit using your gifts and talents. Somebody with a beautiful voice, you quit the choir. Somebody on the usher board, you quit the usher board because somebody said something. You quit the mission because you don't like the mission president. You quit this and you quit that, and you think you're still in the race. Talking about, I'm going to be a pew member, but you don't know you done dropped out of the race. God calls us to service. God doesn't give us gifts just so we can sit on them. He doesn't give us talents so we can sit on them, but he gives us talents so we can use them. I'm telling you this because there may come a time when the night comes in your life, and you might look back and say, Lord, if I'd have known then what I know now, if I could just go back in time, I would do things a little different. But whatever is in the past is past. So don't worry about what happened. You can start right now. You can start new right now in the name of Jesus. At this time, we extend the invitation. That may be someone. First of all, who never received Christ as Savior and Lord of your life, we ask that you would come. Come now while you have a chance. I don't make no difference what you've done, where you come from. The Lord will save you. Because if you can get yourself straight, you don't need Jesus. And that's why he said, come filthy, dirty, low down. And he'll clean you up, wash you up, and fix you up. There may be somebody else who got discouraged and you fell by the wayside. You just haven't been coming to church as you ought to. You've been watching TV, staying in the bed, say, I'm going to come next Sunday, and it just done got lazy along the way. If you would come, maybe you want to recommit yourself. You want to start all over. Yes, you messed up, but that's all.